This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Hey, I'm not even drinking. It's like New Year's Eve. Not yet.
Yay! Happy New Year almost.
How'd we get here, my friend? It's 2017 coming to a conclusion.
Wow.
Last new show of the old year, if you're listening live. And we've got some more to do as we look forward to 2018. I don't know. Should we do a retrospective today? I mean, is it too trite to say, hey, it's time to look back at what happened in 2017? Or should we just go, screw 2017. It's over. Let's just move on.
Well, some people would probably say, can we please forget about 2017? We don't want to remind ourselves. But there's a lot of stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And I know we probably sound like a broken record, because I'm sure at the end of every year, mm-hmm. we always say the same thing, right? Wow, what a year we had.
No.
That's because, every year is interesting. I mean, things happen, right?
Super Don, I would say 2017, it's hard to say this, but my feeling is that there was more of a positive trend overall than negative, even though, of course, we could pick out any number of tragedies, but those things happen every year, right? This is part of life on planet Earth. But the sense I get in these United States where we originate, overall, some interesting positive shifts that were hard for me to predict that they would happen, beginning with the election of Trump, of course, the actual taking of office of President Trump in 2017. But that meant all bets were off. That means all the rules that we used to think were the rules were gone, right? You could throw them out. It's a new day. It's a new era.
And that's the positive spin. Now, somebody who would maybe want to look at the downside of that, because there is a downside. And the downside, for me, is how bonkers people have become over the fact that Donald Trump got elected. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time when the stereotype was that the far right were the kooky, crazy people that were out, trying to blow things up and blah, 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 whatever. And it's so interesting to me how there's been an evolution, and it's like things have done a 180.
No, the loony left has made itself known to the world.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's absolutely what the whole Antifa thing.
Wow.
Huge.
So 17 striking findings from 2017. We just did one of these yesterday, didn't we?
One was appropriate yesterday. It was number 16 on the list. But what happened is the Pew Research Group did some polls and some statistics on how society has changed this year as far as their opinions and things of that nature. So I thought it'd be interesting maybe to hit a few of these to kind of get a kind of a snapshot of the mindset of the American people in 2017.
Well, I think number one, starting with number one, is appropriate here because it talks about the partisan divide, and they say it dwarfs demographic differences on key political issues. So just in general, the political right and the political left are further apart than ever before. Like, we've never been apart before, but I think, right. And it relates to Trump being president, that it released everybody's inner crazy, you know?
Indeed, yes.
It was like, no, we can't get along, no. And, of course, it's been called Trump derangement syndrome, for one, and I think it's an appropriate term. The idea, though, is that people of principle would not be swayed by who was president. They would still be the same people of principle. So what is different now? It may be the fact that the people that don't have principles, that just are followers of frenetic emotional energy, have just gone off into their corners and they scream and cry and whatever. And let's be honest, Super Don, you and I like to be intellectually honest about these things. During Obama's administration, there were certainly people on the political right that had somewhat of an equivalent to a Obama derangement syndrome. Would you agree, or am I exaggerating?
Yeah, but again, as we were talking about when we started here, it wasn't to the level yes. of intensity mm-hmm. that you are seeing now. And, you know, the divide, you know, we could sit here and analyze, you know, why that has widened to the point that it has. I think a key part of that is that because you have seen such an extreme insanity on the left that has come out, that you've seen a lot of people that maybe on leaning more towards the right would not have been as deeply entrenched no. in supporting Trump if they had not been provoked to react to the wacko craziness that's happening on the left. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's somewhat reactionary, but it certainly makes yeah. those that have tried to paint the far right as Looney Tunes, they look a lot more sane this year yeah. in comparison oh, yeah. to what we've seen on the political left. But as I say about the political divide, we've used the term, and you love it, Hegelian dialectic, and it's used even more extremely now to control, again, the snowflake leftists that don't have necessarily principles, except they want everybody's money to cover whatever they want it covered for. They believe in the power of government to thieve and steal, although they don't call it that, even though it is that, and even to use the threat of violence or actual violence to get their way by using the government to do so. And right. this to me is problematic because it shows what I didn't want to see long ago when I might have been a younger lefty leaning kind of ideologue, if I ever was that prior to my awakening, the libertarian view, which might be considered to some degree leftist, to some degree rightist, depending on your perspective, really holds the middle ground because it stands on principle. It says we don't believe in the use of force, fraud, or violence in any way, shape, or form to get our way. We want to be left alone. We want to live our life freely. And if we want to help somebody, we want to be free to help them. And if we don't, we want to be free not to. Does that seem so ridiculous? Well, to socialists on the left, it seems to be problematic. And those that, you know, claim to be socialists on the left really don't understand that it is an untenable economic position to defend, because it means you're going to, you know, you'll always run out of other people's money. And then what? Well, it's not to absolve the political right of their lack of economic prowess, because if you utilize it for corporate socialism or welfare, or welfare to the military-industrial complex, the same scenario. You'll always run out of other people's money. Then you go into debt until the empire collapses. So in either case, we could point out that there's absurdity on the left and the right here, and that it doesn't bode well for the future of what we know as the United States here, ending 2017 to 2018. It's funny I'm saying this, because I kind of feel overall a positive bent to the year.
Well, yeah, and there definitely have been some positive results, you know, from what we've seen happening here with this divide. And one of them, which I think is a big part of the year as far as news and developments goes, is number four, mm-hmm. where you've got Democrats and Republicans disagreeing now more than ever.
Yes.
On whether the news media is playing a watchdog role, because what you saw when Trump came in, he took the media on, I mean, just head to head from the very beginning. and you know, as, while you have seen the left crazy become more transparent,
yes,
you've also seen the media become more transparent by their reaction to Trump getting elected and being president, and he has not pulled any punches. And so what you see now, and I, you know, I don't know if I agree 100% with the results of this particular poll, because I think overall Americans are now looking at the media in a different light, and they're not trusting them.
That's a good thing.
All the fake news crap that has come out over this.
You have watchdog, lapdog, attack dog. You know, those are the three definitions of what I see of the mainstream media. Well, the watchdog would be the one that would, like a Cheryl Atkinson when she was with CBS, that actually reported on things and went where the truth took her, the facts took her. And then, of course, you find out that's not tenable for a job in the mainstream media. They don't want to be a true watchdog unless it's politically against someone like Trump or the Republicans. If we look at the leftist of lean of the mainstream media outside of Fox News, but even Fox News has its moments. So we don't see watchdog much. We see attack dog now. And the attack dog is in defense of what? Statism, globalism by the mainstream media attack, vicious attack on Trump, the 5% positive reporting, 95% negative reporting. And so the lapdog scenario is like when an Obama is in, there's not a lot of questioning of what the government is doing, that it's growing, that it's spending. Oh, that's good. It's Obama. He's, you know, he's one of us, right? And so the real watchdog of the media is the new media. It's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's what Mike Adams does at Natural News. It's what Jeffrey Jackson does, what Del Bigtree is doing, what Green Med Info is doing, and others, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Ten. I mean, these are, the Vax team is doing. This is the new media. These are the watchdogs. And attack dogs, well, we could argue that there's a role for an attack dog when necessary, but it's not vicious and unjustified based on lack of principles, but the principles being openness in government and fairness in that the government doesn't get to choose winners and losers or protect the losers in big pharma who are the winners economically because of the monopoly status they've been granted by purchasing favor, currying favor, and capturing the regulatory agencies.
No, I agree. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and the funny thing is how are you supposed to be a watchdog trying to keep people from doing dishonest things? In this case, they're talking about keeping politicians in check, right? Mm-hmm. How are you going to be a reliable watchdog when the people don't trust you, period? And that's what it's come down to with the media, is people just do not trust the media at this point.
And that, to me, that to me is the biggest positive of 2017. An awakening, a disillusionment. I'd like to say it's a spiritual thing, ultimately. I don't know if everybody gets it when I say that, and I don't mean to conflate it to religious terms or terminology, but we're going to talk about this in a whole lot more. We also have Doc Newsom coming up next hour. We're going to talk about your New Year's resolution, the biggest one. You know what it is and how to get there safely. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special retrospective on 2017 continues now with Super Don, Super D, and RSB together again. We got Doc Newsom later in the show. First of all, on a personal note, Super D,
how
did you feel about your personal journey through 2017? Because you were on the road, weren't you, halfway through, going from the east to the west? I mean, it was a big deal for you.
Listen, my life is just, you know, it's always kind of crazy. But I would say here in 2017, I finally kind of got bored with the moving around thing. And so it was kind of like, all right, let's kind of slow down a little bit here and get back to basics. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a good year for me. I had a chance to go and spend time with family and see my grandkids and was in Arkansas and Louisiana and stuff, back in Oregon now, freezing my tushy off. But
yes.
But yeah, it's been a good year. It has been.
I'm so glad. And I'm glad you're settled in, you're near family, and you got another grandkid on the way, old man.
Two. I've got two on the way. I'm going to have three boys and a girl here coming up this 2018.
Dude, you've got some randy children. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Okay, healthy hormones. What are you going to say? Keeping the species alive and going. All right, Super D. Well, other stories on the top 17 we were just discussing here on a retrospective. Is anything else jumping out at you today?
Yeah, I think there's one more that has just been a pet peeve of mine in covering the news over this last year, and this is the nutball craziness that's going on the college and university campuses.
Yes.
It's insane, and according to the Pew Research, and they actually go back, they could go from 2015 to now, They're saying the share of Republicans who hold negative views of the effect of colleges and universities on the country has grown significantly. Nearly 6 in 10 Republicans and Republican leaners now say colleges have a negative effect. And I think that's unfortunate because, you know, colleges and universities, they're supposed to be, you know, these establishments of higher learning and knowledge and stuff. But if you look at what's happening, at least what's been covered in the news, which you have to take with a grain of salt sometimes because, you know, the news likes to focus on the crazy on everything, right? You know, and they kind of just don't pay attention, you know, to the stuff that's normal and boring. But, you know, these campus college campuses, they're just what is going on with this generation that is going through college right now where we have had to use terms like snowflake and
Super Don,
people.
Let me get this straight. I want to be sure I understand you because it sounds like you're lamenting the fact that more people than ever are looking at college and going, I'm not sending my kids there. And I think that's a positive spin. This is a positive
spin. Used to be. Correct me if I'm wrong. When we were young, right?
Yes.
It was kind of like, you know, you go to school and then you go to college so that you can get a degree and then you can get a good job. And, you know, the whole American dream thing, which I know is not what it used to be. But you know, college was not a place where you go to become a baby. It's like that's where you're supposed
to
go when you become an adult.
Yeah.
And it's been co-opted. It seems like it's been co-opted by, you know, this liberal left-wing group of people that feel like, you know, the college needs to cater to them rather than them learning how to deal with life.
Well,
you know,
Superdot, I've always rebelled against pseudo intellectualism, and that is like the pretentiousness of the Ivy League. You know, I went to a major university, research university, that was considered Ivy League of the South, but it wasn't because it was prestigious. It happened to be a good local program where I was in Atlanta. They had a great new pool, and I wanted to swim. And, you know, I happened to, at the time, wanted to become a medical doctor because it was the only image I knew of doctoring, and I always knew I was going to be a healer. And then I found out, oh, my gosh, these people, what they're teaching here is ridiculous. And I had to unlearn most of what I learned to that point to know what I know today to do what I do. So for me, this is a very positive shift, even though, yeah, I'm not thrilled that kids are going to college and becoming more snowflakey than ever. But if it's waking parents up to say, you know what, I'm going to think twice about sending my kids to college at all, or if I do, I'm going to send them to something like a Skillsville college rather than a liberal arts institution that teaches people how to melt at the, at the slightest heat of a political view that is not their own.
Yeah. I think some of this is kind of overhyped as well because, you know, while the stories that you see coming out of the campuses make you just go, we're doomed. You know, who do these kids think that they are and that they have all these entitlements and things like that? Once they get out of college and they get into real life, I think then they get kicked in the teeth and maybe they come around at that point. But
okay.
It's just not what it used to be.
All right. Other notable occurrences in 2017, including the number one on the top 10 list of news stories, we're going to cover Super Don and me. Retrospect of 2017, heading into the new year, Doc Newsom's going to help us detox and lose whatever we want to lose. If you don't want to take it into 2018, we've got some tips for you next hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, it's been a rather quiet news year on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I wasn't accused of any Jewish organizations of any undue anti-Jewishness from my Jewish
roots.
That's
true.
Yeah.
This was not the year of the self-hating Jew for you.
Right. You know, remember, I was it the prior year or 2 years ago? It was all during the vax time.
It was a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I got to work harder to make headlines, I guess. But, you know, the thing is, Super Don, I never did that to get attention. And perhaps that's to my detriment, our detriment here, that we don't do controversial things just to do controversial things. I believe we're too rooted in principle, that we stick to our principles. And, you know, that's often not as controversial as conflating and blowing things up to what they are not. I think we're probably too rooted in reality to, you know, like I said, make stuff up so we can get noticed.
Yeah, no, we definitely don't want to make stuff up because that's just, it just goes against everything that we believe and stand for. We will get into some controversial things, just like yesterday when we talked a little bit about racism and stuff. You know,
oh, yeah,
it's kind
my
of,
wife, my wife cringed. She says at one point I said something about buying food from black farmers at the farmer's market. And I said, what's wrong with that? I mean, I want more farmers who have more pigment than me growing. I think it's to their benefit, the benefit of all of us. What's wrong with that?
And I'll be honest with you. Yesterday, as I was putting the show notes together to talk about this particular subject, and I promise you that I did a image search for farmers market.
Okay.
And it was like in the first, you know, couple of rows of pictures, there were pictures of African American farmers at farmers markets and African American people buying, you know. So, it's just, it's an invention.
Yeah.
People have to come up with things to be able to back their agenda. And it was more of a silly story, I think, than it was really trying to point out some kind of legitimate issue going on with racism. Farmers markets aren't racist.
No,
so, but we had some fun.
It was one of my favorite stories just because, one of my missions here is to make America garden again, right?
Yeah,
And if we could spotlight it in a silly way, even though there were seriousness on the, you know, the university level promoting that racist thought form, the reality is, as I said, the best benefit you can give to your community, whatever community it is you feel a part of, and that's for you to decide. But growing food, my gosh, that's the most powerful thing you can do. And also, you know, one of the most powerful things you can do to stick it to the man, so to speak. You know, it used to be in the 60s. Stick it to the man. You want to do that? Grow your own food. Good luck. There
Absolutely.
You go. You don't need the luck then. You got the good food. All right. So
talk about sticking it to the man.
Ooh.
Now,
AP
came out with a list of the top 10 news stories, according to their poll. And, number one, and I don't think I can disagree with this, is what happened as a result of the Me Too campaign that started this year, the sexual misconduct accusations and allegations against people has been absolutely huge to the point that Time Magazine even made Me Too Person of the Year, right?
Yes, that was something. So the sexual misconduct revelations, accusations, the downfall of moguls, higher ups in corporate and government. I have to say, this was to be, I would almost say expected, but it's sort of like when it happens, you're like, wow, I didn't realize it would happen this soon and then this many, right?
To this degree. I mean, you know, it started with Harvey Weinstein. And then it just started rolling downhill with Bill O'Reilly and Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose. I was reading an article today that says that a powerful person has been accused of misconduct at a rate of nearly once every 20 hours since Harvey Weinstein happened. And out of that group, you've got 51 people that work in the arts and entertainment industry, 18 that work in politics, 21 that work in media, 4 that work in the hospitality, restaurant, hotel business, and 4 in technology and sports. I mean, 1 every 20 hours? And this is since, I guess, what, October 5th was when the Harvey Weinstein situation happened. That is just, that's insane. That is just huge.
That the number is way low for government, and we're going to see a lot more scandals in 2018 on this level as it becomes less tolerable and more disgusting. Remember, folks, and this is some of the things when we talk about history and context, what was acceptable is no longer acceptable. And it's not to say by saying it that I believe it was right, you know, 20, 30 years ago or 100 or 200. The context of the founding fathers owning slaves. Was it right? No. Was it accepted at that time? Yes. That's not an excuse. It's an acknowledgement that history is contextual. And if you're not in context, then you start tearing down statues of pretty impressive men, maybe, and or women throughout our history that have done great things, but also has some pockmarks on in a modern context judgment perspective way. And this is, you know, this is interesting because the sexual misconduct things, men in past and even women was, that's just men being men, right? Or is it? Now, I get the locker room talk, and we've discussed that super D, how guys can, but listen, gals can talk locker room talk too. Don't deny it, women. You know that you can. So when does it cross the bounds from a talk scenario to one where it is actually intimidating? It could fall under the realm of actual assault, impending assault, battery, etc.
Well, and then you get into, you know, the extreme, you know, side of it, which we've heard about accusations of things happening with the pedophilia. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think overall it's been a good thing, because it's brought a lot of, people who really did some horrible things.
Yes.
To justice, or hopefully to justice. We'll see where this ends up going. Yeah, a few other notable things on the AP list. Obviously, Trump's first year has been a big deal. We had the Las Vegas mass shooting. That was horrible. That was, really bad thing.
Still so many mysteries surrounding it.
True.
From motive to claims of other gunmen or what. I mean, there was so much yet to be uncovered in that realm. And here's where the mainstream media clearly, once again, has fallen down on its job being a watchdog and even a bulldog to go after information and reveal it. And there have been controversies about people who saw some stuff that are no longer alive as well. Another issue of, hey, who's covering up what for what reason?
Very interesting. Now, here's something here that you can relate to because it's something you experienced, and that was some hurricane action this year.
Yes, yes.
Right?
In fact, witnessing firsthand Irma. And the impact, it wasn't as bad as obviously those that suffered in the Caribbean or in Harvey in Houston.
Harvey, yeah.
But there is a lasting impact, not only for the rebuilding, those that need to, but Florida is going to change from a kind of purple state. If this continues and hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans end up in Florida, it's going to go blue, I believe. At that point, you have a reliable Democrat because, at least historically speaking, those that have been supported by the U.S. government continue to want to get that support. And so, you know, Puerto Rico is basically a welfare state to the United States, and this is unfortunate. Well, I would support their independence, but again,
Puerto Rico is still trying to recover.
Yeah, as well.
At this point, they've still got power out.
That's
there.
Why I'm saying refugees are coming to Florida, and it's going to transform the culture in Florida, whether you consider better, worse, or neutral. This is something that, you know, you're going to have to look out politically in the coming years, how that impacts the national scene in terms of presidential elections, and Trump's going to have to think about that if he's going to run for a second term. Yep. So, yeah, that's big. North Korea, obviously big news over this year. Their nuclear ambitions, do they have them? Can they send them? There's certainly arguments one way or the other, but you have to admit Trump has not been the milquetoast president on this realm. He has taken it to them, letting them know, hey, we are not messing around. You continue to play this way, you are going to lose. And, of course, if there is a nuclear conflagration, everybody loses. We recognize that. But talking wimpy is not going to help. That has not worked.
This is true. Writing him an angry letter isn't going to do much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then, yeah, just, you know, to round out the list here, the Trump-Russia probe, we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Obamacare trying to repeal. They never didn't repeal it. They knocked some holes in it, but didn't really do a whole, as much as we would hope that they could have done. You got the tax bill. That's a big thing. We've talked about that with Jonathan Emord. Mm-hmm. The worldwide terror attacks, terrorism. Yep, it's still out there, and there's been some pretty bad things. And then and then ISIS. You know, I mean, I will say this much about ISIS: they're still there. We've done some damage to them. I think when General Mattis mm-hmm. was put into his position, I think on his very first day, he like blew the crap out of him like 31 times. So, yeah, I mean, there's some progress that's going on there, but the overall problem of terrorism, I think, is going to be around for a while, unfortunately, because we're just not dealing with it in a way that is effective.
Yeah, we're still dealing with an empire, and I know our friend Jonathan Emord would rather have us be an empire than anybody else. I get that. Don't get me wrong. That it can make sense, but at the same time, our penchant for being the world's policeman is bankrupting us while other countries are riding on our economic expenditures, right? The inflation of the money supply here will eventually come back home to roost, and that won't be pretty, folks. But that's the cost of being the world's policeman. And these other countries that claim we've got the best healthcare system in the world because we're socialized, the only reason they can even do that is because the United States has basically been their defense force. They don't have to spend much because the U.S. is there to protect them, so they can throw that money back to their own people, which is one of the arguments for those that are more inclined towards socialized medicine. If we come back home, maybe we could afford to care for people that need care. But I have argued, and I continue to argue, that if you think the healthcare system as it's designed right now is care for the poor people, you are deluded and you know nothing of history. And that's not unusual because most Democrats and most Republicans don't know history either.
This is true. How much time do we got?
Got about a minute.
About a minute. So just some other honorable mentions here I just want to throw out there for the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the opioid epidemic was a big thing. We had the March for Science, which we covered, all the pocket protectors raised high in the air in honor of science with Bill Nye.
Oh, my God.
We had Tom Frieden resign from the CDC. We had the rise and fall of Tom Price with Health and Human Services Secretary, which was optimistic at first, disappointing at the end. And I think the biggest story of the year, as far as scientific studies goes, was Chris Exley's study showing the relationship between aluminum in the brain and autistic patients.
Beautiful. That was such a powerful revelation, right? We suspected it, but it's never been shown in that way. And we got to get Chris Exley on in the new year, Super Don. Listen, tired. I'm tired of taking us to break. I've done it enough in 2017. Why don't you take us to break? Tell us what's coming up next.
All right. Well, I don't know what's coming up next. Actually, we'll have a little fun in the next segment here. So stay tuned. We will be right back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you who still imbibe, I think that's what they call it, Super Don. It's been so long since I did. Although if I drank a quarter of a real beer or an eighth of one, I'd be buzzing at this point. That's what a lightweight I am. It is that time of the year where a lot of people still will do indulge and I just have to think about the hangovers they're going to suffer. I'm thinking, don't do it, but nothing I say is going to stop them.
Okay, and this is the thing. I don't know if it's just because I just had a birthday and I'm now,
You're old enough to drink.
We've covered the hangover because this is that time of the year, right? Where it's like when you look at the news, everybody's talking about hangovers and how can you cure a hangover? And today I'm looking through the news and it's just on every news outlet. Mm-hmm. It's some story about how hangover. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, this is not rocket science. Okay. How do you cure a hangover? Well, first off, number one, don't drink. That solves the problem. But I understand New Year's Eve, there's that tradition. People think that, because it's New Year's Eve, you need to go out and drink. So, if you're not going to abstain, then how about don't overdrink? What an idea. Don't drink too much. And I think it's just, to me, it's dumb for people to go, how do I cure a hangover? It's almost like somebody would say, hey, Robert Scott Bell, I just want to ask you in advance, I'm going to hit myself over the head with a brick this weekend. What can I do to heal from that? Your first instinct is to say, don't hit yourself over the head with a brick, right?
Yeah, listen, you can moderate what you do and how you do it. I would say if you want to relax on New Year's Eve, how about some CBD? Those of you who use the other side of the cannabis plant, THC, again, you tend not to suffer a hangover.
It's possible to drink without getting a hangover. I mean, it is from my own experience. I don't do it really much at all anymore because I just don't get anything out of it. But, know your limits. But, okay, so let's say you do and you go out and, oh, my gosh, I had too much last night. I got a headache. In your experience, what is the best way to deal with that?
Well, strategically, as far as to fall in line with what you were describing, if you were to hydrate, superhydrate. I don't mean to the point of dangerousness, but drink a lot of water. And in between each drink, drink more water. You should be in the bathroom at whatever place. I mean, if you're in the middle of Times Square, not
every
a good
5
idea.
Minutes.
But
yeah,
you should be peeing a lot on New Year's Eve. And in that way, you are going to minimize the risk for a hangover because you're maintaining hydration. You're obviously going to drink less at that point, but you're going to flush things through a lot faster. For me, also, extra selenium is a number one issue because you're going to stress your liver. So whether you're stressing it with Twinkies or stressing it with alcohol, more selenium is going to do your body good in conjunction with the water that you're drinking. All right? There are homeopathic remedies that address hangover and headache. Bryonia alba is that, you know, universal, if you will, polycrust because it hits the liver as well as the head, the headache in different areas. So you've got Nux Vomica is another great one, is a homeopathic remedy that can be used for hangover, Nux Vomica. Arsenicum for poisoning, Arsenicum album is also good. But again, hydration and selenium, number one and two on my list. And beyond that, again, the don't drink scenario. I would hesitate to say use a coffee enema Monday morning. But it, you know, if you're really sloshed, you don't know how to, you don't know which hole to put it in.
Yeah, right.
So
that might be a little difficult. So, but you know, look, have a good time. I mean, it's a time to celebrate the end of the old year and the beginning of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Just use your head. You know, just don't overdo it. It's not that hard to do.
Mm-hmm. And CBD, loads of CBD for 2018. Yep. That's always a good thing. So, what we're going to do, we're going to probably walk down to the lake. There's fireworks and stay up at midnight, take a picture or two and that'll be that. But it might be darn right chilly. It might be in the 40s where other places are going to be in the zeros and the minus zeros. I don't know. Times Square, are they going to be in the teens this year?
You know, they're supposed to have record cold in New York City this year. So, yeah, I mean, that's another thing to be careful about because especially if you've been drinking.
Yeah, you can dehydrate.
You get that artificial, hey, I feel great, I'm not cold type thing, but then you can start dealing with things like hypothermia.
Yeah, and frostbite. Dude, where'd my toes go? Well, you were drinking last night in Times Square. Where do you think they went? Somebody stepped on them and they broke off. Listen, I hope we don't hear those stories. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Up for hour two, Doc Newsom's going to join us, talk about that main New Year's resolution and how to do it safely. Also, we're going to revisit those we have lost in this calendar year, including some that are very, very obviously near and dear to us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Take care. We'll be right back. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.